Nobody's gonna get any of that because that's where we cut, but holy shit, that was
behind the scenes. A lot of clock problems over here.
Yeah, that's where I wish we were like streaming or something so that there was a record of us doing that, because that was funny.
Did you get like the 5 emergency alerts today on your phone?
It was like 8 or 9 of them. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I am on Do Not Disturb a lot because I'm done with things. I can't deal with anything anymore.
Okay.
But when I like turned it off, it's like, oh my god, what happened? It's like, no, it's a test. It's
over
not like
over.
An Amber Alert or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was 5 at least rung up.
Yes.
And I dismissed one prior, so yeah, I guess I got 6. Sure. There might be more if I turn that off again.
Yeah.
But hey, at least it wasn't a real emergency.
I mean, as far as we know, maybe it wasn't a test, but they were just testing the waters to see, it's like, are people cool? Can we actually, like
what am it? I supposed to do with the feedback, though? It's just like,
yeah.
No, I saw it, I guess. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I guess you probably, so, like, at work, we had the radio on as well. So it goes over the radio, and
ooh,
it does
yeah,
the,
you get the like,
this
storm
is just a test.
Klaxons.
This at this moment, we would be telling you which like procedures to follow or whatever. It's just like, that's fucking creepy.
So would they use it for tornadoes or something?
They have before, or, yeah.
Okay, it's not just like somebody's like separation isn't going well and there's a kid in a car somewhere. Keep your eyes open.
No, they've done that before
too.
Which
seems to be those. Yeah.
Yeah. That they've done that before like, too. The last one,
and then it's immediately like, oh my god! But it's like, well, I'm sitting in my house. Like,
what can I
do? I didn't
do?
See anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't notice anyone suspicious.
The last one I heard was some strong winds have like started forming a small tornado outside of wherever. So if you're in that area, just like buckle down for a bit. That's
okay.
So yeah, they do that. But no, nothing today. Just testing. Everything working out fine, I guess.
Phew. And yes, that is not the cause of the months of delay.
No.
There's an internet. There's like a war. It's been going on for a year now. So it's a real one. It'll be in history books and everything.
For sure.
It's not just like a, you know, an engagement, you know.
Oh, you know that
it's,
Putin.
It's
he's a
real
one.
Conflict.
That, as the kids say.
He's a real one.
Yeah.
He's a wild card, that guy. I don't,
and because
I don't
of
wanna.
That, so was one of our hosts who, frankly, scheduling just got too hard. If he can make it, we'll do one. Otherwise, you and I will take the helm for the rest of this, I think.
Wait, do flat earthers still believe in time zones? Can we at least be like, see proof of the globe right there? Like,
I don't
hours
know.
And hours apart.
I actually don't know.
Yeah. It's one big flat disc. It's just like, hey, look outside in Australia. Is the sun out? Like, what are you supposed to? Anyway. So Berserk is the name of the comic book. It's a mangazine.
A mangazine.
From Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
started in 1989. Yeah.
And we actually stopped right when, like, arguably it started picking up real hard.
A pretty big thing was about to happen. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, to pull the curtain back a little bit, we did read this chapter back then. We just never got to do the episode, so we reread it for this, just to be fresh on it.
Yeah, it's true. I reread it today. I have not read 27, so I still don't know where we're going.
Man,
on this journey.
I feel bad because
I
kept...
where Mira is taking us.
I kept going. I went, like, another, like, 10 pages. I was like, okay. But I had to stop.
Yeah, it's kind of a cliffhanger, this one. But before we get to any of that, trolls. We're still dealing with trolls.
Yeah.
We're going into their realm, I guess, a little
like
bit.
Like Cliff.
I forget
Cliff
why.
Foss or Thoth or whatever. They stole Casca and and Farnese.
Farnese and Casca got captured, but they're still mentally linked to the party, right?
Right.
So Shirka knows what's going on, and there's kind of a rescue operation taking place.
Yeah, it's already underway, which is, I can't remember his name because he's like not in it at all. The
Serpico.
Serpico is hurt and kind of out of commission for basically this whole thing. So he's not.
Yeah, he almost died last time. He almost drowned fighting that weird thing.
The Kelpie.
Yeah. It's like Harpy? It's like, no, it's not right at all.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that issue in the last couple days, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuzzy memories.
And this was a cool chapter. What the hell are these called again?
Volume? Volume. That's what I've been calling them.
Yeah. No, you're right. This was a cool volume. This is the way I was thinking about this rereading it is, oh, yeah, this is the volume where the party leveled up. Like, they all got, like, they leveled up in some way, either as a character or, like, I mean, we'll get to Guts's case. Guts literally gets, like, new loot and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, he does get a powerful new item that really helps his build.
He gets his epic, yeah.
I feel the party, though, kind of forms a little, too. Like, there's kind of a moment about, like, oh, yeah, remember when I had companions? That was a long time
ago. Super touching.
And he kind of, like, realizes he has a new fellowship.
Or he has a new band.
New crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's later. First, there's, like,
first we're
crazy
we're in
troll
tree
raping.
World or whatever. Yeah.
It's really rough. All the villagers' women have been taken. And maybe this is how trolls reproduce, and it's why they look so weird.
So
I don't know.
I was gonna bring this up. None of the trolls have dongs.
Okay. So there's just nothing really crazy going on.
Well,
hopefully.
I'm wondering. They're obviously like raping them, and like, of course, it's likely because of Japan's laws about showing that specifically. They don't like that.
I guess so, but
pixelation.
Specifically in this comic, you just have so many weird phallic-looking monsters.
That's kind of why I don't.
You're gonna get a bunch of them later on in Cliffoth or whatever. We're gonna see some weird nosed things. But
it made me wonder.
The village.
There's like a scene where there's just like a gangbang lineup of like women getting raped by trolls behind them or whatever. And then I was thinking, if they don't have dongs, is this just like a weird power play or like they're mimicking what they did as humans or something, even though like they're not actually doing? Like, this is more of a like, I'm owning you right now, and the women are just kind of stuck there.
Were these trolls like corrupted humans?
I don't know, because they're using human implements, and at some they make mention of that
right.
A bunch of times. Like, that's a human thing, a pitchfork or something.
That's a farmer's tool. Like, that'll hurt us. It won't work against our magic armor or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Our magic armor won't be good against
but
that.
Like, I don't think they are human also, because I think they are. We find out like soon thereafter that this whole realm is kind of like a spawning pit for demons, essentially.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I actually don't know what to think about it. They probably do have dongs, and they probably are viciously raping these women, unfortunately. But it just seems weird because we never see it, and it doesn't seem like he shies away from drawing
from,
a big old wiener whenever
not
he
really
wants
from
to.
Stuff like that. So yeah, tons of uncomfortable nudity is happening in this situation, just with like all these captured people that they free at one point. So it's kind of great because they're rescued, but so much trauma for those people for the rest of their days.
I would love to believe that they are just like mimicking sex with them, but I think they do reproduce this way because I vaguely remember, wasn't it in like the end of the last chapter, one of the women like bursts from a weird troll
I think
thing?
So. Yeah, I believe there was a weird creepy birthing happening prior to this, so.
Yeah.
It's been months, though, and my mind sorted through
something. Yeah, it clenched.
Honestly, my first note from this whole thing was Whore Princess of the Uterine Sea. Like, I just kind of went right.
Title.
Like, I thought it was pretty good, and she's super weird. And I was like, all right, this is at least, like, crazy. Like, I haven't seen anything like this thus far.
Yeah.
We're, like, out of all these entrails. I guess prior to that, you do get Guts saying, like, time for another 100 man. I mean, beast. Fight, it's been a while or whatever, and then he's like hacking and slashing.
Yeah. And it's in those entrails that she kind of like forms her avatar into the real world, since she is just a floating mass of like, she's not in the real world yet. None of them are. Like, there's a comment later on of like the five are just literally kind of floating, waiting for like their chance to manifest in this realm somehow, because the realms are merging.
Sure. So she's kind of halfway between or something, or makes an appearance. It's like a gross, fleshy hologram or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can interact with it. And I really enjoyed how, like, I don't know what it is. It's just, it's like, oh, I can't even feel anything anymore. I've been around for so long. Please hurt me. Please stab me. Like, do anything. Like, she's so open to being attacked in this scene that it, and when she is, she's, like, stoked about it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a fun little, like, smiling after getting sneak attacked is, like, an odd reaction. So I was kind of like, oh, cool. This is weird.
She,
and I like
she
it.
She is also, yes. She is also the one who loves just, like, intense emotions and cruelty or whatever. So it makes sense that she would get off on that, any form of that, even if it's happening to her.
Yeah, I guess these are our, like, Cenobite equivalents or whatever. So what pushes their buttons is different. But yeah.
She was the one when, that called, like, Casca's rape a, like, an art piece or a masterpiece. Like, she's disgusting. So it makes sense.
What is this character's name?
Slan.
I just kind of knew. Okay. I was like, this is one of the God Hand people, but I don't really know.
The female one.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Though, also, just. There's been so many things recently with Atomic Heart and other things that I keep saying this statement, but, like, I hate when I'm reading something or watching something or playing something and just some weird fucked up shit is like, oh, I hope this doesn't awaken some weird fetish in me. But her, like, coming, forming from the guts, it's just like, there's like a, there's something that Mira does very well. Where he is able to encapsulate very sexy poses and ideas in disgusting circumstances, and I hate it.
Yeah, no, like, it's like troll intestines and stuff, but, like, the stuff that forms first is her breasts and everything, and it's like, yeah, it's like sexy and scary simultaneous.
It's terrifying.
Kind of thing.
It's so bad. Yeah, it's like, this is the thing I like that good horror does, where it takes something and, like, ruins it for you forever. It's so good. Yeah. That whole scene is great. Also, that Whore Princess of the Uterine Sea is the greatest title maybe in all media for something.
Yeah. Well, she's excited to be there. She hopes to be penetrated.
And she is.
Her womb cleaved. And eventually that does happen. After Skull Knight appears and kind of pep talks a little bit or something.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's kind of the.
No, you can do it.
It's kind of the moment they use to show Guts is in, like, a lot of trouble and introduce Skull Knight into this whole equation for this. There's Skull Knight is in this a lot, actually. Like, he's a pretty big
part.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
I was kind of. One of the, like, initial action scene in here when he first sees her emerge from the carcasses and then kind of jumps, I was kind of like, what did she do that kind of screwed up his attack? Because, like, there's one of those little, like, blinks when he's flying through the air and then he kind of misses and she's able to just grab him and slash across his chest. I wasn't really sure what Guts did wrong.
Yeah.
In that moment. Because it seemed like just an easy stationary target. But somehow it does not go well.
I kind of feel
that
way. She
is extremely powerful, but.
I kind of feel that way about a lot of stuff in this volume. There's a lot of scenes where I'm just like, I don't understand the physics of what happened.
I don't get why he screwed up, but somehow she's got him, and that's bad.
Yeah.
And I think this is where he suffers his ethereal wound, right? Where, like, he's hurt. At the soul level, like he's been scratched, internally, but not just his body. It's weird.
It is super weird. It's kind of a cool concept too. His ethereal body has been severely wounded or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess some of the mechanics of what's going on here is so there's still trolls storming all around. They're trying to get out of this kind of rip in reality or this weird kind of cavern of, like, gloom or whatever. I forget what they called it, but they explain that, like,
it's like
it is in another dimension
or something, right?
That's what she calls it, the God Hand person. But so Shirka is going to have to cast a spell of some kind to, like, seal the tunnels, like, close this place off, and Guts is trapped inside because he was holding back the troll horde
while
whatever
everyone
to
else
let
got
them
out.
Escape.
Yeah.
So she's kind of trying to reach out to him through the mental link or whatever. Like, you got to get out of there. Like, I got to do something here. And then she communes with the rotting root lord. And I like that guy. I don't know, something about weird tree monsters. That's the only name he is given.
Yeah.
But he's sort of... he's a powerful entity in this place, I guess, and he agrees to, like, yeah, all right. I've kind of let this place get out of the hand with the trolls. I've made a deal with the little one here. I'm going to, like, reduce them to maggots. Like, I'm just going to purge this area of the trolls.
I was under the impression, because I don't remember very well. I think they're in the roots of a grand tree. Is where this cave is, and
is where this spawning pit has formed over the
and I think decades. I think the spirit is like there. That tree, basically.
The tree that used to be a normal tree,
well,
I guess,
a forest and now it's spirit. Just this, yeah, of some sort,
corrupted, rotting thing. Yeah, kind of looks neat, kind of entish, cool. But yeah. So I think Shirka's scared she's going to lose control of this thing too, I think. So it's going to just start eroding flesh left and right if let loose, kind of like the water spirit in the previous volume.
I really like
kind of got out of control.
Magic in this universe of she is just a vessel for spirits to like work through her or whatever. So this one just causes rot, just like miasma powers.
Yeah.
Which is, oh my God, it's such a good concept. And I love the like, the panels have just seen the trolls, like, falling apart, basically, from it.
Yeah, just turning to mush or whatever immediately once it is willed by the root lord.
Yeah.
So it seems past the point where Guts can get out, but thankfully Skull Knight has a secret weapon. He's been, this whole time, he's been,
eating
you
eggs.
Know, chomping down behelits like they're eggs, yeah, yep. Or just, you know, peanuts at the ballpark.
Yep.
Turns out those don't just go away. They've been like forming a bizarre, like living blade inside him.
Yeah.
And he kind of sword swallower, like pulls this barbed mess of like faces out.
Like the weirdest, and, like trash compactor or something ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross, I guess, but useful. Cause it can cut reality. It's the sword of actuation.
Yeah, it sure
it
is.
It can just rip through anything. So suddenly they just open a tear and jump through it, and they are like portaled out of there and are now outside of harm's way.
Yep.
No more explanation needed, I guess. It's that bizarre of a thing. Yeah. So good for Skull Knight. He's got all sorts of tricks up his sleeve or down his throat, I guess, in this case.
In some, I love Skull Knight. But I'm also a little annoyed at how deus ex machina he is in every situation.
he kind of is. I was also, I think the thing I appreciate about him here, though, is he kind of is like the predecessor to Guts, right?
Yeah.
You get the sense that someone defied all of this, like, sacrifice stuff 1,000 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Like, he's the previous person to have done this. I feel it kind of allows Guts to get away with basically being like a special chosen one kind of character. It's like, well, there's kind of a predecessor. Like, he's not the first person in all humanity to be the one or something. He is just
right.
The next one in this like line of strong dudes that have had enough with this demon stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of it at least like was like, okay, he's not quite that cliche.
Sure.
Because there's Skull Knight here to, like, make it... No, this has happened before. This is an ancient tale or something.
Yeah.
Gave it a little more. And he's a good friend of Flora, the witch, right? Going back a millennia or something. Who knows how long?
Yep.
So that's why he was hanging around. So it's not... So, you know, there's a reason he was just happened to be in the neighborhood yet again to bail out our characters.
No, for sure. But, it's just, at some point, okay, this is going to sound so stupid because it's anime and they all do this, but at some point, it's like, why should I care? Because there never seems to be any stakes at all, because there's always going to be something that's...
I mean, if Skull Knight's around, he can swoop in and stop it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean...
I'm trying to think if there's been...
Also, is that just the way fate is? Like, Guts was always destined to be at that place when Skull Knight was... around to be able to help him, like, is that kind of
that's because causality, baby? That's
the streams of causality or whatever, are flowing.
Especially with Skull Knight, because he seems to be the one tampering with how things are supposed to go, and like has found another that is also doing that, like trying to fight fate or whatever, like not go with it.
But then isn't that just
although
fate?
It is all fated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
There's this weird circular thing of just like...
So it's all a simulation. It you'll find out at the end.
Yeah, Andrew Tate was right.
I don't
exactly.
Know. Oh, did he say that?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Because I'm talking about the Matrix.
Yeah, I literally don't know anything about Andrew Tate except he keeps talking about the Matrix or something.
And he's in Romanian prison right now, so...
Yeah, that's true. I knew that, too.
But Reddit's been so... like on that story, so I had no idea who that was last time we recorded, and now I do, and I feel sad.
Same.
That knowledge has come across my table.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm trying to remember when it. I think it's Shirka kind of thinking about like because there's all these times where Guts is kind of too confident or something for her. It's just like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't even have magic buffs. How are you supposed to deal with this? And it's just like, nah, just go. I got it. And it's like, So I feel like she sort of makes an observation that like perhaps his sword it has been gaining power from all the monster slaying. Or who is it that kind of points that out?
That's probably
been happening.
It's definitely her. Says something
because
like that too.
It has slain apostles. It's now better at fighting things than it was.
I mean,
kind of thing, right?
You cook. You have to properly treat a pan so that it cooks better.
Sure.
So obviously treating something that is supposed to kill demons with demons' blood and essence, it's probably going to just be better at
it. It's good for it.
Yeah.
Keeps it honed and ready or something. So yeah, it's kind of, I just really like this idea from like a mechanical standpoint of just like if you had a sword that over the course of a game is getting better and that's it, like that's the weapon kind of thing. Did Transistor do that?
I think there are definitely games that as you use, oh man, but is it the weapon that upgrades or is it you with that weapon wielding it better?
I mean, like Darksiders 2 has like weapons you can evolve and like feed weapons to, so
yeah,
I kind of like
that's similar,
that's sort of something. But it would be like if there was a Castlevania game where you're just, as you kill things, the thing you're using is getting better.
I
just like that idea.
Why do I feel like there is a game out there where you...
Maybe Bloodstained did it? I don't know.
Like, let's say you, like, killed a bunch of, like, werewolves with it. Like, after the 20th one, it's like, yeah, you just got the Wolfsbane buff on it or something like that.
Somebody has to have done that, right?
I mean, if you're listening and you know, I have gunberserk@gmail.com. Right in. Let us know.
Sure. It seems like such a good video game idea. Surely someone, like, because we know video game developers all read Berserk, especially from Japan.
For sure.
So surely it's somewhere.
And, like, if they haven't, they were inspired by something that has. So.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So they're out of the Cliffhoth.
Yep.
Cliffhoth. Maybe.
I think the way you were kind of almost jokingly saying it just now might actually be correct.
It sounds vaguely like Lovecraftian.
It sounds like
Cthulhu-esque, right? It's like this evil,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Odd syllables. So they're out of there now, thanks to Skull Knight yet again.
Yep.
He goes ahead to meet with Flora, and they realize they're in trouble because the barrier's broken or something, right? Like, monsters are coming to get them.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so they close everything off.
But they're prepping the thing.
But they got rid of this, like, they cleansed this area somehow. Which they make an allusion to.
Oh, yeah, they kind of are mysterious about how it went
down.
Yeah,
I don't,
right?
I mean, you and I probably don't know.
Because Shirka was, like, trying to cast something, but then it suddenly is fine, and it's like, I didn't do that.
Well, she closed,
like, I don't know.
She closed, like, the tree or whatever, the path for them to get out, and then, like, it cleansed everything. Like,
it got sealed or something. Like
that area got sealed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's beyond her abilities or something, so she's not quite sure how it happened.
So, okay, let's talk this through. What do you think happened?
I don't know that it would be as simple as just like, well, Guts defeated the
Slime.
That form of the God Hand, and that was what was doing
See,
it to that whole area.
I kind of thought it was,
maybe?
Because she was saying how, like, this is my womb or whatever, something about, like, I can spawn, like, these things like worms or whatever, the demons, like,
Sure. So maybe he killed the heart of that place, kind
of. Right, exactly.
Witch of Izalith style. And that tree's just done now.
Man, what if that part in Dark Souls was actually good, though? Holy shit.
Oh, it's such a bad battle.
It's so bad.
I kind of like sliding down the thing into that area, but yeah.
I kind of like that fight the first time when you see it and you're like, okay. And then you die 1,000 times and you're like, oh, this is terrible.
This is stupid. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a highlight fight. We're speaking about Dark Souls, by the way.
Yeah.
The first
Which is
one.
Basically Berserk, the video game. Anyway.
All of those are very much, yeah. To the point where it's almost like, why haven't I had, like, a living sword with, like, 12 faces on it? That would look crazy. If it's just, like, writhing around. Elden Ring?
I'm sure there's something out there, yeah. Like, just because you and I are ignorant to it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, I guess.
I guess so. Or maybe they'd feel like, no, we're clearly just cribbing, like, too directly. We can't do that. We need to put our own spin on it or something.
Yeah, maybe.
At some point, it's almost like the Soul Calibur sword, where there's just like a big eye on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like that.
Oh, the Soul Calibur and Soul Edge were living swords too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And actually, yeah, those would kind of drink the souls of those they defeated and get more powerful or whatever.
So we answered our own question.
It's not an RPG.
Yeah, yeah.
There
was that
in
RPG.
In concept, yes, but it doesn't...
That Soul Calibur.
Oh, you can
Legend.
Level up your lizard man, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But whatever.
So anyways, that area is cleansed now, and the impetus for them mainly is Shiryu's like, oh, his soul is like dying. We need to get him back to our mistress, and it's on the way there.
Like,
that
oh,
they
his
notice.
Wounds have closed, but his soul wound is not.
And she can't do anything
it's real
about
bad.
It. So that's why they start making their way there, and it's on the way there that she has that feeling that she something's wrong,
like just like uh-oh, the barrier's broken. Yeah. Like, this is bad. And then war demons.
Yep.
There's just a horde of, and the place is on fire, like the mansion is burning.
Yeah.
And Grunbeld is there. Everybody's there, really. Zod's there,
except
I guess that except when Griffith. I say everybody,
yeah,
Griffith is not there, but you kind of get like Guts being like, wait a minute, they're here on behalf of who?
Yeah.
What? What did you say?
Well, he literally says, like I want to fight you on behalf of Band of the Hawk, and that's like, Guts is going to go berserk, as is the title.
Guts is going to go berserk, but he is so hurt from this crazy run-in with, like, one of the most powerful entities in this realm or whatever, that it's, like, not fair that he's being judged by how he's doing in this fight, because you're just like... Dude, my soul has a hole in it. Like, what am I supposed to do?
And he's also being, like, berated also about his, like, this is, like, the
legendary
Grunbeld
is being
warrior or whatever. Yeah.
This is the Black Swordsman? Just going to bash this guy around. He's not even worth my blade or whatever, or my warhammer.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my shield to kill this chode.
I'm
going to
set this dude on fire. I'm not even going to kill him with my weapon. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to use my, like, Gamera shield or whatever. So that's what he's going to do. Yeah, disrespectful, not really treating Guts properly, but it's a bad day for him. It's like, I don't know what to compare it to. It's like you're playing Halo and you just killed like three guys, and then somebody comes up and gets you.
Yeah.
After your shields are drained and it's like, well, yeah, like I just did a crazy thing.
I've definitely, like, I mean, this is a point where everybody's like, yeah, sure, whatever, but whatever. I've definitely had those moments in PUBG or Warzone where I've literally taken on three or four guys and like I have one health or whatever and I have no armor left, and then somebody just like smacks me with a pen,
melees you or something. It's just like, no, that's not cosmically fair.
Yeah, that's totally happened to all of us. So
but fortunately Guts has a party at this point and they're looking out for him. Golems get summoned to like block a big hit, which was
cool. That was dope. That was pretty good. And then they cause like a bunch of like, obviously the explosion caused a bunch of like smoke and stuff, but like a dirt storm or something to kind of hide them getting him out of the way for a moment.
Right. Sort of some sort of smoke screen or whatever. He's able to sneak into... He still gets telekinetically, like, told, go down here, go into the house, basement, or wherever, there's something important. Meanwhile, Zod and Skull Knight are fighting yet again.
Yeah.
But under different circumstances, they say, but I don't I guess it's just like why they were there is kind of happenstance more so than normal or something. Yeah. They kind of have a conversation about it.
It was kind of cool, actually, because it seems like these two are just used to doing this. And like they, I guess they're just cursed to fight for eternity, like meet on the battlefield, fight for a while, and then do it again in another millennia or whatever. But this time it's like,
right. So, but it's more just like, man, we just did this like for the eclipse or whatever. Like we're like, so soon we're seeing each other again, but okay.
And now it's like, I guess we're to save an old woman is like the one thing or whatever. And, I can't remember what the other dude's thing is, I guess to like kill, murder
an
old woman.
They're trying to murder the witch, but then also take her head, which I don't know if it has like power innately or something.
That's what
or
I was
it's
thinking.
Just a way yeah. to like prove their that it's done or something. I'm not really sure.
In this world,
what Griffith has told them.
I feel like her head is like a ballot or something. Like it's going to be some.
Well, I feel like a powerful witch's head could have powers in this dark fantasy
totally.
Rules.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Maybe.
For sure.
It seems like an item you would find in a Souls game and be like, oh, good. Now you can do all these pyromancy spells or something because you found it.
Or like it's like an offhand or something that when you lift it up, it screams and everything around just turns to shit.
Something.
Yeah.
Grunbeld's really tall. He's like way taller than human Zod or whatever.
Yeah.
Like humanoid Zod.
By a lot.
He's like several heads taller. It's kind of nuts.
Yep. I still think Grunbeld is the coolest looking. But I also, like, am such, like, a sucker for
giants.
Shield and, like, battle mace and, like, armor and stuff. And Grunbeld is just, like, yeah.
He's the tankiest tank
He's the character, yeah. He's the set or character I would want to get in a Souls game. Like, that's the armor I want.
Oh, just the burliest, you need to have the highest weight. Ratio to like move
I really
whatever
yeah like
yeah
if I want to have fun because like I can beat bosses I will go almost like naked or leather or something and be fast and agile because that's what those games are make that's what makes
kind
those
of
games
built
easy.
Around yeah
but if I want to have fun and just enjoy my time I like just being the walking like battle tank of just walking into a place and just swinging once and everything dying. So yeah.
What's that annoying duo in Dark Souls 1?
Oh,
I guess he's kind of
Ornstein
like
and Smough.
That with the Warhammer. He's almost like a combo.
Yeah.
Of those two characters.
Yep.
But okay. Shirka this whole time is very upset because I guess Flora kind of knew she probably would never see her again, but she didn't tell her apprentice that. So she's really freaking out cuz she's going to lose this incredibly important mentor. I did really like, I thought it was sweet that, like, her thing that she would miss most was tea with the golems, like, just in the sun or
tea
whatever.
Tea with the golems,
like a single
laying her head on
drawing.
Her lap and, like, them, just, like, I don't know, it's like her mother. Like, it's a really
yeah,
bad
it just
moment.
Looked really nice and peaceful. Yeah. But it's, like, and especially after this horrible, like, couple days with the troll, like, siege and everything, it's, like, oh, I just want to go home and have a hot bath and relax. It's, like, your home's on fire now, and the person who you hung out with is dying. It's like, no! So she's having a terrible
time. It is weird how hard that hit me, that scene of her just being like, what about this and this, and like crying or whatever. And like,
what about tea with the golems? It's like, that is really
sad. I do like that it's tea on the with the golems that really got you.
Yeah, that sounds like a great tea party. I don't know. So in her final, like, moments, I guess, Flora is able to like communicate through the flames that like there's this really important item you need to give to Guts.
Well, they're doing the telepathy
he has
thing.
To have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that she's kind of like manages to get over it at some point. I feel like someone kind of shakes her and says like, hey, you got to get your head back in the game. It might have been Isidro at a point, kind of tackles her to like because she's in harm's way at a moment there.
Oh.
We haven't really talked about what Isidro has been doing.
No, we'll get there. There's kind of like a whole closing wrap up of this whole thing I want to talk about after.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So they're in the basement. Their Guts is they got to suit him up. They got to put him in this important. Should we just talk about? I guess we just talk about the Berserker armor.
So
at this point, because it's literally there.
So a few episodes ago. I don't remember if it was talking to you. I was talking to somebody. I can't remember if it was on the podcast, but I asked, is this where we get the thing or what? Like, I knew the Berserk armor existed because there's images and, like, statues and stuff of him in it everywhere for, like, all time. So, like, I knew.
And I guess it's clearly different than Skull Knight, even though it kind of has a skull motif to the helmet and stuff.
Well, but, yeah. So that is what threw me off, because reading this, it does have the skull motif here for a bit anyway. And then it forms into the, like, the wolf one that I've seen everywhere. And then I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay. So I knew that he got, like, armor at some point. I figured it turned him into a demon, though. Like, that was kind of my assumption reading this, that, like, oh, he's going to become, like, an apostle, but, like, for the other side. And I don't know necessarily that that hasn't happened yet or isn't going to happen, but it hasn't yet. It is literally just armor in this volume.
It's armor that kind of allows him to go beyond
berserk.
Human limits. To fully go berserk at cost of his own health. But he doesn't care. And it's kind of like coming off of recently playing like Persona 5, there's a bunch of spells in that game. They're just like, yeah, use 100 HP so I can kill this guy better. And it's like, he's like going down to like one HP, but he's willing to go all out and use this thing to the utmost. But it's super dangerous, especially because he's coming off of this like run in where he is injured. So he's like
dying already, basically
on the brink. But with his mentality and how much he hates demons, and apostles and stuff, you're just like, oh, dude, like, better watch out. Like, don't let him loose on a battlefield too much, or he'll like angry toddler style tire himself out and this time to death. You know, like, it's not good.
I really like how they explain what this thing is, and it's basically just like, no, it's armor, and like it enhances your abilities because it fills you so much with rage that you don't care about your own safety anymore.
pain just doesn't matter anymore.
Like, nothing matters what he anymore realizes. Except like, I don't know, violence,
power or something. Like ability in battle. So as they're getting ready to like suit him up or whatever, and he can bust out, this monster is like slowly breaking through the door. It's like I really like this thing,
the way
like,
it talks,
speech impediment or whatever. It's just like widgin hue. And it's like, he's looking for the witch head, I guess, is his mission. Isidro calls this thing a monster man, which I thought was fun. Yeah. Like, it's just like, whoa, after all these trolls, now we got to deal with this monster man. that's a previous guy, but it's one of the war demons. It's another war demon they deal with. That one they kind of combo with, like, Shirka shoots these little things at it, and then Serpico does, like, a...
like a wind gust
rapier
or something.
Attack or whatever with his wind sword.
Yeah.
Anyway, Guts is suited up. He cuts through this thing. It scares it, I guess. It's like running away when it gets finished off. And then he brings the fight back out to Grunbeld and is bashing him around, like smashing his shield and stuff.
Well, so that monster ate Guts, and he said, I ate him. He shouldn't be alive. And then he bursts through him with a sword.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. I thought he just like was behind him and came sliced right through him, but okay. So it enveloped him with its crazy monster mouth, but it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Because the armor's that
That's
good.
How I read it anyways. It's really hard
I could
to
see that.
It's really hard to see what the fuck is going on there, but yeah.
This thing has a gigantic maw, so I could see that being its one decision in that moment, I guess.
Well, the scene before it is like, he has the armor on, he's grabbing the sword, and the maw is opening around his silhouette or whatever. That's how I read that anyways. But yeah, the entrance is so cool where he's just like, I ate him, he says. I ate him.
Oh, okay.
It's so stupid.
Well, it didn't work. Yeah. It's like a hard shell clam or something. There's nothing. And yeah, you're right. It does kind of morph into the shape of that like weird wolf that was like kind of his darker impulses or whatever, like his more murderous side that you would see in his nightmares.
Yeah.
With like oh, Cass is just holding you back, man. Just destroy her or whatever. Like, that kind of voice is now given some form and power, and he's able to tap into it. And at the end of this, he's maybe pushed himself really far, and he's, like, bleeding through his armor, and there's blood everywhere. That's so you're good. Just like, all right, that's not good. But then it's the end of the volume. So
yeah,
we should probably backtrack a bit to this other, like, the little skirmish with the boss troll that Isidro has.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about that stuff. We should talk about this armor quickly, because I have a theory. And the theory is that you know how Shirky kind of, like, makes a pact with, like, entities or whatever, and she's, like, the conduit for their power in the real world or whatever. I kind of have a feeling...
Right, you kind of... Yeah.
I kind of have a feeling this armor maybe is something similar, and this is, like, that thing in the back of his head or whatever. This kind of just forced it out
like
or whatever.
The wolf was, like, some ancient fire creature that actually was kind of stalking him or hanging out near him
or
something. Or
just, like, where he drew power from, and now it's manifested because of this, like, pact, the suit made
conduit
with it
or
something.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, Flora had promised a special talisman that'll help him deal with his problem, right? Yeah. And then what they did was they kind of combined it with this fetish, they call it, like, in the basement, the armor.
Right.
So this is the reward for that quest that they just went on.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess we'll learn more about the armor in the remaining 13 issues or whatever. But... I don't know what the nature of that fire thing was. I guess I was always reading it as, like, just kind of, like, part of his psyche or something. But I guess in this world where there's real creatures and real monsters from other realms and things, that would make more sense in this world.
It seemed
that it's actually something.
It seemed like their description for things like dreams and things in your psyche are that they actually exist in another world. So it could be both. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like, that is another dimension you're seeing, actually, or something.
And it's latched onto you because of how much hatred you have for...
He's got a lot. He's so mad.
Yeah. I get it. Some people cut me off in the grocery store the other day. I get it. I wish I had Berserker armor. That's all I'm saying. That's all I needed.
Yeah, I haven't been pushed to that brink recently, I guess. But sure. Just have it in your car, just if you need it.
So, earlier I said this feels like the volume where everybody levels up. And a lot of that is Isidro is kind of given a thing to do, and he steps up to it. Farnese is starting to be like, oh, maybe I can, like, she leveled up to level 2, and she's no longer feeling as useless because she was able to save Casca.
Again, with, like, Persona, you have these, like, 5, like, characteristics or whatever. It'd be, like, Farnese's confidence in herself went up a level or something.
Right.
Like, because she is beating herself up so much about how crappy she is.
Right.
And it's just like, man, it's only because Casca is, like, weaker than me that I'm able to, like, do anything. And then at some point, I don't know why. I guess probably because of the link between all of them. Like, Guts knows that she needs, like, validation right now or whatever. It's like, hey. You actually are being really helpful.
Yeah.
Like, you're really helping out with her, especially. It's like, oh, okay. Like, there's just, like, a look of, like, I don't know. Like, the moment where it's like, bling, you got the level.
Yeah. Yeah, you're level 2 now.
With Farnese.
Yeah.
And she's just more confident about herself a little bit after that and wielding her dagger a little better and whatnot. Isidro does, like, kind of a sweet combo with his fire dagger. Like, it finally works as he wants it to. Like, he believes in the salamanders or whatever it is.
And he's also starting to, like, take charge a little bit. Like, there's a moment where he's like, get back, or like, what are you doing? Fucking leave, or whatever. Like, trying to keep the trolls off of the group. And I think it's like Shirky and whatever her elf's name is, I can't remember right now, are kind of, like, impressed. Like, oh, wow, he's, like, serious about this.
That is the one character I did not remember the name too. Was like, yeah. Shirka's elf buddy. I know Puck, but I don't remember the other.
Oh, one. Everybody knows.
So
Puck.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Before we
it
get
is
that.
Ivalera.
Yeah, actually,
Ivalera.
Okay. Farnese gets that moment where she kind of stabs that weird spider thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, no, we're fine. Like, I might have needed help like an hour ago, but now I know I can handle this thing.
Yep.
And Isidro gets to kind of lean into his like baseball pitching powers.
He's given the explosives, like a bag of explosives.
He's given a bag of explosives, and Guts basically also validates him. It's just like, hey, I wouldn't give you this assignment if I didn't think you could do it. Like, and it's like, okay, well, great. And then he kind of is whipping these bombs at trolls' faces and stuff. And then a boss troll shows up in armor, so he's a little more intelligent than his compatriots.
Yeah.
And he has to kind of use his kind of low, like, he's a small target, kind of does this duck roll thing towards it.
Yeah.
Hits it with his sword and then stabs it with the fire dagger and takes care of it. So.
I mean, again, as somebody who plays two-handed strength builds in RPGs, fuckers like that are my bane. I get it. They're hard to hit and they're annoying. So, yeah.
But he takes care of it. So, yeah, the party's kind of taking care of business.
Yeah.
We've seen Shirka be extremely competent this whole time. It's really, like, here is where she gets rattled a bit by this traumatic thing. And at the fire, the mansion and everything. I guess she does do the golems bit, though, right?
Yeah.
I think that she could be responsible for
that. She's the one controlling them to save Guts in that moment.
So, yeah, everybody's contributing. Serpico was hurt, but I guess he still has that one troll that he helps with as part of the
I mean, Serpico
combo.
Did
Or
a
I think
lot.
It's a I think it's a demon. I think that's the monster man.
Yeah.
Yes, he dealt with the Kelpie last time around, so
he's done a lot. He can take
he's
a
allowed
to rest.
He's allowed to take a beat.
Casca is unfortunately still useless, and like I know this is a drum that we beat every time, but there's that moment where he's remembering back on the band when he like looks at his party after the troll cave or whatever. And
yeah, there's suddenly shots of like the old Band of the Hawks. Like, what is this? Like a flashback?
It's really
and it's
sad.
Like, well, he's kind of remembering. Yeah.
Because they're all like, I don't know. You spend so much time falling in love with like that group of people and seeing what happened to them. Like, I get it. I know why you're so mad. I understand.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Casca is still kind of a husk. I hope something gets her back still. I hope that didn't never happen in the remaining volumes, but
yeah,
I guess we'll see. I'm always hopeful that like she's putting it together somehow, like she's a coma patient, like she's seeing Farnese wield the dagger and kind of is that helping her put it together. It's like, oh yeah, I was a dope sword fighter or something, like at some subconscious level.
Yeah.
And she's gonna figure it out, but didn't happen yet.
We don't know. I don't remember this, and this is the problem with taking such a big break, is that maybe we do know this and I don't remember. We don't know that like her mental handicap right now isn't demon related, right? Like a curse or something. Like we don't know if her brain is actually broken or if she's kind of under some weird spell from the
Like part of her soul has been taken or something.
Right.
Like who knows what it does, right?
Right.
I mean, we see another character who is branded and everything, and he's not like this.
Right.
But I guess I don't know. I guess I still just hope it's more mental than or that's the goal of the quest is to restore her in some way, which maybe. But
I have a question for you, if.
Yeah.
If it turns out that this is just kind of the way she is now, is it hard? This is kind of a weird philosophical question, but like, do we still love her? If you like grow to love somebody because of who they are and they lose that part of their humanity and who they were or their personality.
Right.
Like,
it's almost like you're like asking about a dementia patient or something.
Kind of, because she's kind of like a dementia patient, honestly.
A little bit. The story comparison to me has always been that new season of Twin Peaks where Cooper kind of isn't himself for like 14 episodes. Uh-huh. But because it's structured around like, I am the FBI bitch or whatever he says, like he drops the gauntlet and you're like, fuck, this is awesome. Kyle MacLachlan. That's great. If this never got to have
what if it was
Casca
him
moment,
in a wheelchair just like drooling that whole time?
At the end of the show, like, it's like, no, he never gets it back. Like, him being able to eat pie was actually great. Like, he's losing motor skills.
Yeah.
That would be really sad. Yeah. I would be really sad with that show because it's just like, no, we remember Coop in his prime. I want to see at least a bit of that. So, yeah, that would be terrible. So, yeah, I guess you have the volumes where Casca's in her prime, but just seeing it stolen and never restored would be really sad.
But also, like, kind of gutsy, right? Pardon the pun.
I guess.
A gutsy move to just be like, this character is a husk.
You could look at it kind of cynically, though, too, of just like, ah, she's easier to write this way or something. Or like, ah, I'll just rob this character of her agency now.
Yeah.
And that'll be easier to deal with. And that she's just kind of a prop for Guts at that
totally,
point.
Totally. Yeah.
You know,
like,
which would be annoying.
The feminist part is just like, oh, what they've done to her is actually disgusting because now they've made her literally just the MacGuffin for Guts instead of a human.
Like, she's not, like, fridged or whatever. She's not killed.
But somehow
but
this is
basically
worse.
An object now.
This is somehow
yeah.
way worse than being fridged.
So, yeah. So I really hope that's not what happened. Or, like, yeah. That's what he told his friend. And it's like, no, you got to bring Casca back or something before he left. And that's the final issue.
Yeah.
But I don't know because I haven't read them. So that's the journey we're on.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Hashtag pray for Casca something. Yeah. Hopefully she's fine. But yeah.
Yeah. God, I really liked Casca. I mean, I still do. She's still in there theoretically.
Well, Elaine, I think we've been calling her, right? Because she's not quite like she's not herself anymore. So isn't that what they call her?
Yeah.
I'm
also kind of just mad because she like a kicked dog or something just hates Guts now because he like yelled at her that one time even though he's been saving
yeah.
her for like a year or whatever it's been. I don't know, that just annoys me, but it annoys me because it's like super real. Like a hurt animal or something, like he has to regain her trust, and that's just annoying to me because me with all my faculties reading the situation and more information than any of the characters have as a third party viewer on the situation, like knows
yeah.
what he's gone through for her. I guess she doesn't necessarily know that or can't even piece that together in her state necessarily.
No, but it would be super hurtful, I guess, to Guts to like go through all that and then come back and she like bites him.
Yeah.
Which I think she literally did
yeah.
at some point. But it's just like, oh, I know, but like, I'm fighting demons. I can't sleep, you know? So maybe this armor will allow him to finally get a nice 8 hours at some point.
Well, I'm wondering if this, if this kills Cat. I know Casca won't die, but, like, this is going to be, like, oh, when he's wearing the armor, he might just fucking murder her at this point.
Sure. Like, he could be just totally Kratos in the first game. Like, lose his mind.
Yeah.
Alluding to another video game that probably didn't crib from this at all, but I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't think Jaffe can read, so that he probably didn't steal anything from this.
Probably didn't steal anything, yeah.
And it's also kind of weird that Casca,
like that guy, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that guy just needs to shut his mouth sometimes. He makes good stuff, but holy shit, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of weird still that Casca is literally an obstacle. That's one of the things about like this volume that was fun where he saves them and is like, get them out of here. And he even has that moment of like, sweet, I can just fucking murder everything I see and not have to worry about something behind me maybe getting hit. I'm just going to swing wildly. Like, he gets to stretch his legs for the first time in
a
long time.
Yeah, when he's in the cave with just the trolls and he knows the situation, yeah, he's actually really stoked about it.
Yeah.
Which I guess is nice. He's in his element for a little bit.
Have you ever seen a dog that, like, is a house dog and then somebody takes him to, like, the farm or something and you just see that dog take off at 1,000 miles per hour as fast as they can? Because
I feel like I have, because we lived out in a farm area. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
so it's just
it's
like,
that.
Wow, I've never seen a field this big and you're so excited.
It's that where he's just like, I can just swing my sword and there's nobody to die behind me. That's pretty sick.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's his happy place now, I guess. Well, he's born on a battlefield, so that's where he feels that's his tea with the golems,
yeah.
Really.
In a bunch of guts.
So, in a bunch of guts.
I still like the Japanese gatsu more than guts, because guts is disgusting, but I mean, we're English, so.
Today's dumb thought was like, wait, which happened first, Gutsman or this character? And I think it was Gutsman. It was like December 1988 is Mega Man 2. And then 89 is this.
Why is he called Gutsman? Do you know? Like,
I don't know. Okay. I'm not really sure.
I was wondering if it was a weird translation of like guts meaning like strong, brave, like, or something from Japanese to English. Like, is that why? Mm-hmm. That's like, was, I've never looked this up. In fact, I'm looking it up right now.
Or if the vowels are weird and it's supposed to be like gats, like Gatlin. Oh,
I was actually really close. Gutsman is coming from like having guts, like brave or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's brave, bravery man.
Okay, my guess was pretty close. Actually, not bad.
Yeah, guts is one of the five like character traits in Persona also.
That's also part of
I'm lion-hearted right now, so I feel pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I maxed that thing out already. Like, it just makes a bunch of activities feel stupid. It's like, well, I kind of want to keep playing these fake video games, but I don't need any of this anymore.
Sure.
It's just a waste of time. So, yeah. But okay, that's Volume 26. We will see how he fares in the remaining battle with Grunbeld next time.
Yeah. Should be exciting.
And if you want to email us some video game thoughts about swords that power up or questions, what is it again? We have gone berserk.
I have gone berserk at gmail.com.
Okay, Paul's the one that's gone berserk. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it should have been we have gone berserk, but I didn't think about that when I made it.
So I have gone berserk at gmail.com is the address. And there you go. Thanks for coming back. Sorry it was so long. We'll try to not have that happen this next time.
Yeah, I mean, all good things are worth waiting for, and I hope this was to somebody's liking, at least listening to it.
Yeah.
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 All right. Keep on berserking. What was the
keep berserking?
I can't remember.
I don't remember if we had a closing.
I always said like some dumb sound. Shit, but I don't remember what it was. So yeah, I'm just gonna say keep berserking or whatever. We'll figure that out later. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.
Oh, it was thanks for sailing on the good ship, Berserk. Anyway.